But the fact that we were a point ahead at half-time, and I didn't think we'd played that particularly well, I thought that was encouraging for us. So I thought if we went out and stepped up our performance in the second half, that we would get the result we want.
Very open early on, there's four goal chances in the first 10 minutes, but I thought Tyrone's fitness in the second half, especially Tyrone grew in stature as the game went on, your bench made a big impact, and we sort of went out of it.
Well, I suppose that's the way when you look back on it and reflect on, we did seem to take control of the game more in the second half. And I suppose at the critical time of the game, we injected a bit of pace into our team as well, and the people who come in up front got a few scores on the board just when we needed them. So, you know, sometimes these things work that way. You put in people and they make an impact right away. Other days you put in people and it doesn't be seen. But that's the gamble that you take in this game. So you try to do your best at any given time. And I think, you know, that worked for us in the second half today.
Was it about the bench in the second half, Mickey? Mark Bradley, how good to have him back?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we know how good a footballer he is, and we know how elusive he can be, and I suppose we missed him last year, and then he was back ready to rock this year and hurt the knee around Christmas time there, so it was a pity that he missed the Mechanic Cup games, but as you can see there, he's still a real good talent, and it's nice to have him come in.
I'll throw this one in there. The stewards, I didn't see him, tell me Cathal McShane was in the crowd. Have you any contact with him? Can you tell us where things are? Is the door open?
No, I didn't know he was back from Australia, so I've been talking to him before he went out there, and I knew he was out there for 10 to 15 days at least, so I didn't know he was back at all, so he hasn't told me he's landed back in our world yet, but I'm sure if he's there, I'll be talking to him during the week.
Is it up to him to get in touch with you, or will you be making that approach?
Look, I mean, there's no big deal in that. I mean, whatever way it happens, it doesn't matter. All we need to know is the final decision. Is he going to be here for us this year, or is he going to be in Australia? And when he gives us that final decision, then do we know exactly where we stand?
And points in Division 1, very hard to come by. The two home teams last night only managed to draw, so it was vital to get off to a winning start here today.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we sort of suggested that at half-time, you know, that at the end of today we could be at the top of the league or the bottom of it, you know, and I'd prefer to be at the top of it right now.